Time to get right back into that conversation with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, Mick, if you don't mind, I'd like to pick your brain a little bit about the fishing on your end of the UP. I got a good report yesterday from Greg up in Paradise. Apparently, the muskie fishing has just been phenomenal on the Upper Tequamanon.
That's what I've heard, yes. So, yeah, they've done quite well up there.
Are you seeing anything go off your muskie wall more than another right now?
Basically, my big pike suckers right now.
Oh, is that what the hot bait is? Okay. And again, remind the folks how big those get in your store.
Anywhere from 6 inches to 15, 16 inches.
Yeah, you got some monsters in there. It's pretty crazy. People don't realize how hard it is to maintain suckers that big. That's why a lot of people don't carry them, and you do.
Yes, Mick, yes.
You want big suckers? Go to Mick's Bait Shop, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, what else can you tell me about what's happening on the eastern end of the UP?
We're still getting perch and walleye out there on these lakes. They're getting some nice perch, and they're getting some decent, nice, fat walleye out there, too. So, and they appear to be getting some bluegills out here on South Lake yet, so don't count those out either.
Okay. We're talking perch rigs with crawlers or minnows?
Minnows and crawlers, both.
Okay. And anything working better than another for the walleye?
You know, it's kind of a mix right now. I got some guys using the crawlers having success, and the next one's using minnows having success. And we have them all here, so.
You still sell, you know, the nice thing about Lindy rigs and stuff like the perch rigs, they're just inexpensive, you know.
Right.
I'm assuming you carry a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Any color working better than another for any of those species of fish?
I would say white is probably the primary color for walleye right now, and green or pink seems to be the color for the perch rigs.
Anything else you want us to know about?
Just kind of get out there and still have some fun, because there's a lot of good weather left out there for people to do stuff.
Right, right. Curtis is a beautiful area in the fall. There's no doubt about that.
Yep, and we do have our Harvest Moon Ball coming up here.
When is that?
That is October 10th, this Saturday.
There you go. In Curtis, and I'm assuming it's at the Erickson Center there?
Yes, yes.
Right in downtown Curtis, so to speak.
Yes.
Well, Mick, I appreciate your time, and we'll check back with you again next week and get an update on what's happening hunting and fishing-wise in the eastern end of the UP around Curtis.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Take care.
Bye.
Mick from Mick's Bait Shop. Never hurt us to go to Curtis. This is The Outdoor Show.